they figured it would be successful, so they'd go buy stock in it, and then they'd lose the money. He didn't have anything to do with the buying stock. But they blamed him for it. Because it went sour. Well, no. Man, in a lot of things, some of them are going to go sour. I don't care how smart he is. He can't make them all pay off.
A minute ago, I was just thinking, you know, you were talking about the things that you grow around here in the garden. And you said that place out there didn't pay off, that those people trying to start out there. And you said they grew tomatoes?
Yeah, they had everything.
What kind of tomatoes did they grow?
Those big red tomatoes.
Did they grow those little ones?
I think they had some of them, too. They had everything. Supposedly the latest methods and the latest fertilizers and everything, the experts to help them with the garden. But there wasn't any incentive. It wasn't their garden. It was everybody's garden. And everybody was going to get something out of it. So they ended up, I don't think anybody got anything out of it. Nobody put anything into it.
Well, what do they call those little tomatoes? Do they call
plum tomatoes is one name for them, and I don't know, salad tomatoes, I believe.
And you didn't mention anything about potatoes or anything like that. I was wondering.
Yeah, they grew Irish potatoes. They grow around here. Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes. I don't know whether anybody banks them anymore or not. They used to bank them in the under dirt. Had a little frame, sort of a frame door they could open, and then they'd bank them all around there in the dirt. Sometimes just without any door, and they'd just dig them out when they wanted them.
What kind of potatoes did they put in there?
Irish potatoes, mostly. And let's say, I used to put up, before they had deep freezers, we'd put up pork sausage, cook it just about done, and then put them in big crocks and pour the grease back over them, preserve them in grease. Sometimes they worked real good, and sometimes they were awful damn strong when they came out of it. None of them ever made you sick, but sometimes it didn't taste very good.
When they banked those tomatoes, what did they call them? Potatoes. Just a bank, potato bank. I didn't never heard of that. Well, do they have yams here? I mean, is that the same as when I was a kid? They used to have, I don't know why, but they, the yams.
We had them, you called them candied yams a whole lot. They were real orange red and delicious. And in the last 20, 30 years, I've seen sweet potatoes that I wouldn't recognize as sweet potatoes. They're almost white and such a pale yellow that, in the same area, I'm at my friend's farm, and they raised one whale of God. Sagwood store down here in Houston, it's got a big chain. It's about the only private chain of stores. I think we've got about six stores in various cities. And Ann is wonderful gardener. She claims she does, and they men say she does most of the work herself. They do the laying out of the rows and stuff like that, and she does the planting.